So I don't know if you had an online fail with a purchase that you tried to make. Maybe similar to the lady named Karen. Poor Karen.
Karen.
Who tried to purchase. She tried to purchase dentures. Purchase dentures online and on Facebook and was like, you know what? These look more like something Haribo would have produced.
Like candy teeth.
Candy teeth.
Yeah.
All right. So we were wondering, hey, did you have any sort of online fails? And is this Chris?
It is.
Hi, Chris. So
hi.
Amy shared with us your phone number and a story about how you thought you could get a real wig for $40.
Yeah, so I have a lot of hair thinning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's expensive.
Yes.
And so I went to a real store and checked it out. It was too much money. So yeah, then I got online and I bought the wig caps and the wig.
Okay, and then what did you get then?
I got the worst Donald Trump looking hairpiece.
No, that's a look. That is a specific look.
That's awful.
Probably for you, not a look that you were going for.
No, it was absolutely awful.
No.
Did you share with your friends?
But I did keep it. It's still under my dresser. Just
for laughs. Oh, my God, yes.
You just got to pull it out
for Halloween.
For Halloween, that's right. Oh, well, Chris, I appreciate you sharing your traumatic story of the $40 wig that turned out to be just not what you thought it would be.
That was supposed to be magical.
It was supposed to be
magical. It
was supposed
to be magical and affordable.
It was supposed to transform your look, and it didn't.
It was going
to
be a hack for everyone else. You'd be like, look at this.
Wow, I got this for
$40. You have to spend a fortune to look
That's
fabulous.
Right. That's right. Oh, Chris, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Bless your heart. That's great.
Thanks. All right, see ya.
See, we can laugh about it now.
We can.
We can.
And
now.
And, you know, forever she was probably thinking, you know what, people are going to ask, and it's going to be the Midwest thing. You know, like people in the Midwest and the South, they always like to tell you how much they bought things for.
Exactly.
So it's like, oh my gosh, what a lovely jean jacket. You're like, thanks, I got it for $6 on Amazon.
But listen, the secret to a good wig hairpiece is that it's supposed to look natural. So people aren't going to ask about
theirs.
They're going to be like, your hair looks amazing.
True.
Yeah.
True. Jessica said, I ordered a gorgeous oversized beanbag chair.
Oh.
Looked like it could fit three adults.
Oh.
What arrived was basically a seat for my cat. So that's similar to your golf ball story.
I thought that I was getting a golf cornhole game with all the pieces, you know, the board, some clubs, the golf balls, like this whole set, and the people playing it in the ad looked like they were having so much fun.
Oh, so much
fun.
It was
coming from California.
Yes.
It ended up coming 5 months after I ordered it from China, and it was a ball.
Oh.
A golf ball, not a good golf ball either.
Marcus said, I bought a luxury outdoor fire pit for $89.
Oh.
That's a score.
That is a score.
Pictures showed a beautiful stone setup. The box contained what appeared to be a metal salad bowl with legs.
That doesn't sound at all like what you were wanting.
Yeah.
Sound like at all what you want.
I mean, and listen, Karen, the hero of our story.
The inspo.
The inspo. She would be like, I told you.
Yep.
I told you.
Yep.
Oh,
bless
Karen.
Her heart.
Bless her heart.
Karen.
Those teeth.
Karen.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, they were supposed to look so beautiful. Marcus, I bought Megan, I ordered a beautiful gold bathroom mirror.
Mm.
Online, it looked elegant.
Yes.
In person, it was the color of a cheap Halloween trophy.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. Derek was like, I ordered a luxury silk pillowcase.
Oh, we've all heard about that. It's supposed to help, you know, with the hair and the skin.
Well, yeah, and it's also like cooling. It feels good on your skin.
Yes,
when it arrived, immediately knew something was wrong because it made the same sound as a grocery bag when I touched it.
That's not the way that's supposed to sound. It's not supposed to make sound at all. That is not good.
All right, just a couple more here. These are online purchase fails.
I also did what this Chris did. I got
scammed.
Oh,
I remember this.
I got scammed.
You were mad.
Trying to buy, mine was $400. Patio furniture.
Mm.
Okay, Chris says, I ordered a 6-piece patio furniture set. The description was very vague about the word miniature.
Oh, no.
It arrived and my 4-year-old niece could comfortably sit in every chair. I apparently bought furniture for American Girl dolls.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it took a long time for you to... Well, did you ever get that resolved?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
because
yeah.
I sent Zelle.
Oh,
you voluntarily send money, you're not getting it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right, just a couple more online purchase fails. Ordered a dress for a wedding. Oh, how, why, Rachel, that's your first clue. You don't order a dress online, right?
Not I'm sure wedding. Plenty. I mean, you can order dresses online, sure. But usually
but not for a
wedding.
Oh, oh,
well,
oh, maybe it's not a wedding dress.
Wedding.
Maybe it was not a wedding dress.
Wasn't the bride.
All right.
She wasn't
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, Rachel said I put it on, it looked like a haunted tablecloth.
Oh, she was trying to look like a glamorous Bond girl.
Okay. I was thinking that she was going with an actual wedding gown.
Yeah, no.
And I
but
was like,
still, you can get some really good,
okay,
beautiful dresses
I'll
online.
I'll trust you. I'll trust you.
But this one didn't work out for Rachel. Brandon, I bought a premium automatic pet feeder online.
Oh, those are nice.
Picture showed a sleek little machine dispensing food on a schedule.
Yes.
When it arrived, it looked like a Roomba. My dog was terrified of it. Those gadgets will get you every time.
They'll get you every time. All right, those are funny. If you've got any more, 502-795-1997. But
man, Karen's
I'm telling
dentures.
You, I was going to say, if you haven't seen, it's shared on our Insta at Ben and Kelly Show.
I need to know the picture she saw that roped her in.
I know.
That made her think that they were going to look like glamorous Hollywood teeth.